Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, including our newest feature, the Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's completely user-editable. It is something that has been created almost entirely by the listeners. You can go in there, and if you see something that is incorrect, you can change it. If you want to add something to the Wiki, you can add it. It is totally controllable by you, wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, as always, got a lot to talk about tonight. Some good news. It's rare that we get to bring you good news about freedom on this show, but two states have rejected smoking bans. So we'll give you the details on which states those are. That's all coming up. Plus, your calls about whatever's on your mind. And Johnson, since you're in here tonight, you can start the show. What do we got?
All right. I want to talk about the DEA.
Okay.
Not the DEA you're thinking of.
I don't like the DEA that I'm thinking of. What are you talking
You'll
about?
Like the DEA I'm thinking of. The DEA I'm thinking of is the Digital Entertainment Association. More specifically, I want to talk about their chairman, Gino Yu.
Gino, okay.
Gino Yu.
Gino Yu is a Chinese name.
Gino is a Chinese name?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like
G-I-N-O.
A G-I-N-O. Okay.
Yu is a very Chinese last name.
That is, but I was thinking that it was a Chinese-Italian guy.
Maybe it's Gino. I don't know how to pronounce these things. I'm horrible at it.
Mm.
He was interviewed by Xinhua, the Xinhua newspaper, which is X-I-N-H-U-A. Again, I think that's how you pronounce it. But basically, leave it to China. China, this is interesting, is basically proclaiming that the RIAA and MPAA are on their deathbed.
Really?
Yes. What this basically says is that while piracy of music and movies on the internet has caused increasing losses to the producers, scholars here hold that the entertainment industry will gain rather than lose through technology development, especially in an age of media convergence. The chairman of the Hong Kong Digital Entertainment Association and also an associate professor director of the Digital Entertainment and Game Development Multimedia Innovation Center in Hong Kong, the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, is basically saying that many people think digital technology is dangerous for the entertainment industry, but it's also an opportunity. He says that with the development of technology, boundaries of different media will become more blurred and thus open a broader market for intellectual products, which traditionally are applied to one entertainment media only.
Maybe it's because I'm sick right now, but I had a tough time understanding that.
Yeah,
can you
me too.
Run that by me again?
Basically, he said, and I'll slow it down, with the development of technology, boundaries of different media being games, movies, books, music, whatever, will become more blurred and thus open to a broader market for intellectual products, which are traditionally applied to one entertainment media only.
Becoming now, more blurred, that's the whole idea behind convergence, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let me give you an example. Taking computer games, for example, he says that game developers can make more money using the same plot and characters for movie production, cartoon books, toys, music, and the contents of third-generation mobile service. So, for example, backgrounds for phones, ringtones, and basically all sorts of different intellectual property ideas that they could make money off of. Basically all sorts of different products and markets that are currently open to having them make money. He even also points out that BitTorrent, the peer-to-peer file sharing program, for anybody who doesn't know what BitTorrent is, we have some BitTorrent feeds on our website of our old archives.
Yes, we do.
Basically, what that program allows is allows multiple people to serve the files for us. They download the files, and as everyone shares, they can all share a chunk of the data. So it becomes a community, so that one server isn't handling all the load. Well, that's used popularly in online piracy. It is. Because, you know, someone will put a movie online, and then that movie will get traded around, and the more people that have that movie, so if it's a brand new movie, it's popular, it can be gotten with a lot of speed. You can get it because, you know, if, you know, a couple thousand people have this movie online and they're all sharing it, then it becomes a couple thousand sources that you can connect to get this movie, and
right.
So you can get it very, very quickly.
So well, how is BitTorrent going to help out the RIAA? I guess they're not saying this is going to help the RIAA.
No. He's saying he was predicting the death of the RIAA.
Right.
Basically, what he's saying is, even though it's caused a headache for the authorities, like the RIAA and the MPAA and governments, the big number of people using the technology also provides a huge untapped market for advertisements and other forms of products that can use the Internet as a vehicle. Is also doubting even the feasibility that you can catch and sue, which is what's currently being used to bust online privacy. Given the difficulty of identifying online pirates and the fast growth of technology innovation, he's saying it's not even feasible to catch them.
Right,
he's
because
like, you can't even do it.
They move too quick.
Yeah, it moves too quick. He's saying basically what he's calling for is he says we need to change the basic business model. Traditionally, the traditional production and distribution system. He says that the technology development is always going to be faster than the change of the law. Yu is basically urging the entertainment industry to look beyond their current intellectual products and make good use of the cross-media convergence to earn profits. So he's saying that the lines between different forms of media need to be blurred in order for the companies to profit, and they can make more money through advertising by doing that.
He's sort of talking in generalities here. I mean, he's not really giving any specific ideas what the companies can do how this is going to affect their distribution.
Well, he says here, use the film industry to elaborate the idea. He says, look, Star Wars series produced by Hollywood made billions of dollars selling music, souvenirs, and toys based on the movie.
Forget comic books and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, forget all that other stuff. He said much more than the box office income.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I wouldn't know, but I would think that you would. They made a lot of money off those little pieces of plastic that you could pose.
Oh, yeah. Lots and lots and lots of money.
I owned every one of them from Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back.
I know lots and lots of people that collected all those religiously. Like, mm-hmm. 2 and 3, some just to keep unopened, several to, you know, it's just ridiculous.
So what he's suggesting is just release the movie, don't worry about the piracy, let it be as popular as
yeah, because
as
they're still making they're still making money off the movies.
And money off of the alternative forms of, I guess,
right,
options.
Because if the movie is popular and the people who download that stuff are entertained and interested in the movie, then they're going to go out and buy other products.
Well, I think that...
And use the money that they've saved probably on not going and spending that money on a ticket.
I think what they've been trying to do is enforce the copyright laws on their movies in order to slow people down, scare people out of sharing them. But they've known that it's not a cost-effective means of controlling. And I think it's just way too... In the same way that they haven't stopped by prosecuting in the drug war, they won't stop and prosecution manner.
What's it going to cost them to prosecute these individuals? How much do they have to pay the lawyers every time they want to take somebody to court? What's that cost? Is it really worth it?
What about the researching?
For the $5 you're losing
out? Who's doing it? I mean, the research is huge. They have to track these people down, online detective-type work, and all. It's nuts.
Well, the interesting thing about this is he said this is, you know, in regards to, I think he's talking about this in regards to the fact that last November, a court in Hong Kong sentenced a 38-year-old man to 3 months in jail for illegally uploading to the Internet, 3 Hollywood movies using the BitTorrent program.
In Hong Kong?
Yes, setting the world's first record for online piracy conviction. Yu says, good intellectual products should be enjoyed by the public for free or at a low cost, the same as a library or a museum.
I can't say I disagree with the guy. I mean, we're going in a direction where information is just moving so quickly, they really aren't going to be able to catch up. 800-259-9231. They can hold up individuals from time to time as examples, but it's not going to make a difference in the long run. More coming back. It is Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So we're starting out tonight with intellectual property. The article from China, I guess you've got, Johnson, mm-hmm. Some sort of technology expert, intellectual property expert over there is saying, look, technology is moving way too fast. The law cannot possibly catch up. People are sharing movies. People are sharing music. Millions of people are doing these things.
I mean, to be short about it, I was repeating the fact that we've already been saying this. We've been saying this here on Free Talk Live for a long time. Like, look, if these, this RIAA and MPAA, if they don't change their ways, they're dinosaurs, they're going to die off. They need to change their ways. The market doesn't stop for the law. It's, you know, it's not going to happen.
No, people have always, I mean, whether it's the law in regards to intellectual property or the law in regards to speeding, people tend to just ignore whichever laws they find inconvenient. I mean, the government does it, they ignore their own law, and individuals do it all the time. I mean, if you want to break a law, if it's in your way, you just do it. You just break the law. You live your life how you want.
It seems like people do that.
Consequences be damned. And so in this case, you've got millions of people.
A little on your taxes, too?
You've got millions of people who are breaking the law. They're sharing music. They're sharing movies. And they're not being scared off. I mean, the RIAA, the MPAA have brought lawsuits against individuals. We talked about an old lady who, I guess her grandson downloaded some music on her computer. She ended up being sued from the RIAA. And it's just, it's not scaring anyone off. Nobody, I mean, has usage of these services gone down over time? I don't think so.
No, not really. If anything, it's gone up.
Yeah.
But,
and it will keep going up.
Now, here's the thing that's interesting. You know, I find it interesting, first of all, that this is being proclaimed loudly from China. That's interesting to me. I mean, it's like, this is a socialist country. What's going on? But obviously, they are moving in the direction of freedom. And the thing that's really disturbing about this is how the U.S. is handling it. Yes, our own land of the free, United States. Well, not the MPAA, not the RIAA, but the United States government. They're getting involved.
Hmm.
China is moving too slowly on enforcing intellectual property rights, and the United States is going to send envoys to Beijing next week for talks on the dispute, a U.S. trade official said on Friday. The delegation from the Office of the United States Trade Representative, the USTR, will follow up on the U.S. request last fall for China to lay out how it is enforcing patents and copyrights. China has viewed the request as inappropriate. So far, China is lacking commitment on issues and progress is not what the U.S. would like to see, the USTR's top legal expert, Jim Mendenhall, told reporters on Friday.
What more do they want? I mean, we've seen news reports that China has engaged in crackdowns. They've tried to bust the street vendors. I mean, when you go over to Hong Kong, for instance, there are people all over the place on the street with pirated DVDs that they're selling. They have tried to crack down.
Apparently they're moving too slow. They need to be caning people in the streets.
My problem with this is...
They need to be sending people to facilities like Guantanamo.
That we employ people to make sure that we have free trade. And I think that's what my problem with it is if you don't want the Chinese to have your movies so that they can, steal it and, pass it around amongst themselves, don't send it over there. Do your very best to keep it out of China.
Well, they're going to get it anyway. They'll just get it via the pirate networks like everybody else does.
Tough. But I do not want to pay for these bureaucrats to negotiate with China.
You don't want to pay for the envoy, the delegation.
Oh, no, bureaucrats? This guy's a thug. Now, I want to say this. While noting that the U.S. could take the matter before the World Trade Organization, so he's like, we could take it before mommy World Trade Organization, Mendenhall said the U.S. is seeking, but we're seeking an amicable solution. We want to be friendly. We're not at the retaliation stage yet.
What does
he told
mean?
Reporters in the conference call.
It doesn't sound good.
What, are we going to bomb China because people are pirating movies?
Well, we didn't like the way Iraq was handling their oil.
Outrageous.
I mean, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? We're not at the retaliation stage yet. What are you talking about, government thug?
I don't know. All I can think of is maybe some sort of trade sanctions.
What I think is really interesting also is that... China's comment on that they, that the U.S. is saying, well, we want to know what your copyright laws are. You need to lay them out for us. And they're like, no, that request is inappropriate. And, yeah, I don't think we should have any business over there. What are we doing over there?
I mean, what about all the other countries? I'm sure there's plenty of other countries where piracy is going on. It's just because China's the biggest. Is that why we're messing with them?
But how is that any of our business at all? No matter what country it is.
It sounds like a problem that the company has to me. I mean, I just
Yeah, why is the United States Trade Organization getting involved in this?
Well, because the government is a tool of the lawyers. I mean,
the
government
corporations, yes, absolutely.
Right, government is created by lawyers, the laws are written by lawyers, and the RIAA is primarily a group of lawyers.
Actually, on a somewhat related note and somewhat off-related note, while I'm thinking of this, I think it was, it wasn't last night, it was Wednesday night. You guys mentioned something about the national ID.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And one of the things that immediately came to mind is you were saying, you know, somebody was saying, what's the plot behind this? Why would there be government people interested in this and having medical information and all that on these IDs? And speaking of the government being hand-in-hand with these big companies, insurance immediately came to mind. Having your medical history, your full medical history on your driver's license and on your ID would seem to be, you know, your medical records would be very transparent throughout your entire life. That would equal big bucks for insurance agencies to be able to say, no, you can't do this, or you had this, and they would probably keep adding restrictions, and they would have control. That would give insurance agencies a huge amount of power to suddenly start saying, well, you had an you bumped your knee when you were a kid. We have to raise your insurance.
I get that. How does that? What does that have to do with China and the World Trade?
He's going on a tangent.
No, that's what I said. I was going on a little. I said when I started that, it is a little bit of a tangent.
Okay.
But we were talking about the
Sorry,
government.
I was trying to connect them.
Government and big companies being hand in hand.
Gotcha.
You know, in other words, MPAA, RIAA, big, huge entities.
Right.
Insurance companies, huge entities.
Individuals, nobody cares about the individual, especially in this country of, the land of the free. Everybody's supposed to be free to live their life how they want. Well, that's obviously not the case in the United States anymore. So who's in charge of the government? It's not you and I. It's the big, influential, multinational corporations. And it's unfortunate, but... Where are we going to go from here? They're going to threaten China with violence? They're going to threaten them with trade sanctions? That's what I'm guessing. You know, give them some extra import tariffs to pay, that sort of thing.
Look at how well trade sanctions work with Japan.
That got us bombed in
Pearl Harbor, yeah.
Yeah.
And started a war where we ended up dropping a nuclear weapon on their cities.
Well, either products will cross borders or armies will. One or the other.
That's true.
And so there you go. Your thoughts on this, 800-259-9231, that's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Is there any way that the U.S. government can stop piracy?
Is it stopping their own borders? Why the heck should they be trying going over there to try to stop
it?
Oh, trade sanctions on China? Imagine the economic disaster trade sanctions on China would be. Oh, we wouldn't be able to get our cheap products from Walmart anymore. People would go nuts.
Yeah, that would stink. 800-259-9231, is it possible to stop piracy? I don't think so. What do you think? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams there for you. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free. So take advantage of them on the house, freetalklive.com. All right, so on the way, still two states, some good news to share with you tonight. Two states have rejected smoking bans. But first, let's go to the email box. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one comes in from Great Britain. It is our friend Tom. And he says, Britain is losing its liberty faster than any other country in the Western world. Taxes and public spending are growing heavily. The government can't seem to go a month without proposing some new restrictive law to fight terror, but usually ends up with more people in prison. The nation's media and many of its citizens cry out when government restricts their freedom, but they cry out more when the government tries to give them back some liberty, like when they tried to lower the regulations on gambling so the casinos can operate as they would anywhere else in the world instead of the membership and fee requirements that gambling clubs required, or when the government made it possible to pubs to open for longer under the reformed licensing laws.
Oh, no, let's be clear about that. I want to clarify on that point real quick.
Hmm.
When the people cry out when their liberties are being squandered, it's a random cry. It's a cry from, like, say you have a huge group of people, say you're looking at a map of the United States, you'd see little lights light up all over the place if we were to take away a big federal law, right?
Okay.
Little lights would light up all over the place.
You mean
right?
If we were to add a federal law,
yeah,
take away
add a federal law, take away from some freedom.
Okay.
Now, if we start to give freedom back, what you're going to see is a lot of maybe little clusters going off with special interest groups screaming very loudly, but a very small amount of people.
That's true.
That's what happens when freedom is given back to people, is that the little, just annoying little, anti-freedom special interest groups, those are the ones that scream.
And right, when they especially scream, if they've been benefiting from the law that they're looking at
right,
repealing.
And they've probably made money off of that law.
Yep.
And they scream loudly, and they scream with finances.
Here's the thing, says Tom, my financial future is here in Britain. I could make a lot of money working here in Britain, build a great career doing something I like doing, and making lots of cash. Retire early, look after my parents when they're old, and put up with being tagged and chipped like a robot and treated like a sheep to be herded by the government. You can bet, though, that when they come to make me an identity card, I'm burning my fingerprints off. Perhaps with real ID whizzing its way through America and the ID cards bill about to become law here in Britain, you could help suggest ways to mess up the government systems on your show. Here are some ways I've been thinking of. So, he's talking about ways to monkey wrench, ways to toss a wrench into the works of the government and screw things up. Yes, well, he says, if you've got the cojones, break the equipment while you're in there. While you're in there getting your new ID card. That's pretty risky.
That's one of the things I've been thinking about with these light cameras. Stoplight cameras, the red light cameras. I was thinking, a creative lad with a paintball gun from a distance could be splattering the lenses of those cameras.
Yeah,
well, a creative lad with a BB gun could be shattering the lenses of
That's
those.
That's true, too.
Now, also, they make a spray that you can put on your license plate that the cameras can't see through.
I don't know how much I trust that.
I do.
Apparently you have to keep...
I'm sorry, being a digital photography expert, which I consider myself, jury's out.
Okay.
There is no magical digital light reflecting, you know, just because it's a digital camera doesn't make much of a difference. Now, I will clarify this, though. Those cameras, resolution isn't all that great. They're cheap cameras. Nighttime, probably not going to be able to view your license plate. Fog, probably not going to be able to view your license plate. So any spray that they're going to be putting out there is going to be something that's going to have to visibly blur your license plate. I mean, it's something that I don't know that you're going to want to do that because, you know, it's probably really evident. Visibly, not just to a camera, but to the naked
eye. I've heard about these sprays as well, and I'd think, well, you know, do you want to try the spray out and then what? Run a few red lights just to make sure.
If anybody, I have a digital camera. If anybody wants to send us a bottle of the spray, we'll test it and post the pictures online.
I think that they have suggested that it's only for cameras that flash, but I find it hard to believe that any of them have a flash
or that they could flash to that distance.
Well, anyway, colored contact. Oh, pretend that you don't speak English. Colored contact lenses to make the iris scans incorrect. There are certain drugs out there which can make iris scans inaccurate. Go in drag with a big wig and face paint. Have a religious experience. Become a Muslim. Then become a transvestite. Now, burk it up. Don't let anyone see your face, even if they want to photograph you for a card. Pay in the smallest denomination. This was used in Britain to protest a big tax increase and effectively crippled the system. Yes, the government bureaucrats don't like it when you pay an $86 fine with pennies.
Yeah. Now, I've heard of some organizations giving people trouble about paying with pennies because then they have to label. They make you label every roll of pennies.
Wait, they make if you're trying to pay with them?
Yes. In order, because what if they're wrong? You know. So it's feasibility.
Don't pay with a roll of pennies. Pay with individual pennies.
Yeah, a big old
just
bucket
a
of
big
pennies.
Just a big bag.
And here just you count go. Them out?
One, no, you tell two. Them to count it out. They can pay for a Coinstar. See ya.
Show up with a dump truck and just dump it right there on the front lawn of the bureaucrat's office. He says also pay 1 penny or 1 cent over any fines you get. Often a bureaucrat will have to either send you your check back asking for the correct amount or will have to go through some convoluted procedure to refund you 1 cent or the penny. You think so? I wonder about that.
I bet he's right on that.
I've never heard of that before.
I would like to add a couple different amendments to that. If the organization has a website, 100 individual transactions for a penny on their website to pay for whatever ticket you're paying for or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So do 100 different individual transactions.
That sounds awfully time-consuming.
It is very time-consuming, but it's even more time-consuming for them when they have to do the paperwork for the reports on the other end.
Okay.
Another one, 100 checks for 100 individual checks for a penny. That one would be good.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't
know
if I like
work.
That idea.
That's a lot of work, but hey,
it's a lot easier
think
to just
about
it.
It
over for a penny.
The amount of work that it is for you, it's a lot more work for them.
Staples, paperclips, etc. Sometimes bureaucrats have to make a log of everything like paperclips that they get.
Yep.
If going in for an iris scan, glue some sunglasses to your head. If they try to if they try and remove them, hit them in self-defense for assaulting you. When traveling on public transport, hold up a sheet of paper.
That didn't make any sense.
When traveling, I don't know, he might have been drunk when he was writing this. When traveling on public transport, hold up a sheet of paper to any surveillance cameras that you see and with an anti-surveillance camera message printed on the sheet, if you like. Read up on the Freedom of Information Act. It makes life far more fun. Get people to phone in and give you some Liberty top tips, simple things that you can do to throw a monkey wrench into the system, from Tom. So if you want to email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com, or if you've got any ideas as to how you can slow things down for the government bureaucrats, maybe you were a government bureaucrat, and you know, you can verify some of these claims, like the idea about if you send them paper clips, they have to log them? Really? I mean, it sounds true. It sounds like something bureaucratic. It sounds like something that they might have to do. But
it's
also
an office supply. I mean, they might have to do that because otherwise people would be stealing office supplies.
It sounds true,
but it also sounds
questionable at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you've worked in a bureaucracy and you can verify these claims, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Still to come, we got two states. Good news, they have rejected the ban on smoking. In a day and age where this is the new, cool, hip thing to do, with New York and Florida and California and Great Britain, all kinds of places, I think Australia's done it as well, all kinds of places are banning smoking from public look, from public businesses. Finally, two states have stood up and said, no, we're going to let people choose what they want to do on their own property. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic. Documented. Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have our listener map. Over 900 of our listeners have plotted themselves on our international map of listenership. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. That is map.freetalklive.com. All you need to do is add your punch in your location, add your name, photo of yourself if you like, also a phrase to go along with your entry, and you will be added to our map of listeners at map.freetalklive.com. It's neat. You can see who else in possibly in your area or halfway around the world is listening to Free Talk Live. Map.freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight still, Manwich, we got some emails to get to. Also, you've got a story about how there's a proposed bill in one state,
Ohio.
That would ban Republicans from adopting children.
Correct.
We'll find out what that's all about. Plus, another state is almost about to ban abortion. That's going to be a huge decision if that actually happens. We'll talk about that. Right now, here's some good news for you. Flirtations with smoking bans from the Washington Post in Virginia and Maryland came to abrupt ends yesterday as legislative panels in each state rejected bills that would have made restaurants and virtually all other public places smoke-free. In Virginia, a House of Delegates subcommittee unanimously rejected a bill that had won Senate approval despite the state's longstanding ties to the tobacco industry. In Maryland, a House committee chaired by a Baltimore delegate whose downtown district is dotted with bars and taverns turned back a similar proposal by a narrow margin. Health groups, including the American Cancer Society and American Heart Association and the American Lung Association, lobbied extensively for the bans. 11 other states have approved such prohibitions. Wow, I didn't realize that was how many there were. 11 other states.
It's too many.
Have done these prohibitions.
Now, isn't it weird that 11 states have legalized medical marijuana and 11 states have banned cigarettes?
That
I'm telling
weird.
You, in 10 years, marijuana will be legal and cigarettes will be illegal.
I heard that the bureaucrats down there in Virginia, though, did pass a ban on fast food, making all those politicians slim. Virginia slim.
Oh, boy. 11 other states have approved such prohibitions as evidence mounted about the health risks of breathing secondhand smoke and more people stopped smoking. Delegates in both states said that many business owners have prohibited smoking in response to customer demands.
Yeah.
But that those who wish to cater to smokers should be allowed to do so. Here's the most sensible quote from a politician you'll probably hear all year long. David B. Albo from Delaware, quote, excuse me, not Delaware, said, I guess, it, no, it's not Delaware, said David B. Albo. Anyway, the problem is, I want to have smoke-free restaurants and businesses. But in America, you don't pass a law to tell a private business owner who's paying rent or mortgage payments what he can and can't do in his own place.
Hear, hear.
Just total sense guy's particular part. The proposed ban attracted particular attention in Virginia, the nation's number three tobacco-growing state. The Senate's narrow approval of the bill was interpreted by many as a sign of the loosening of the industry's hold in a state that is home to the worldwide headquarters of Philip Morris. And so it goes on. And so good news in this particular case. Two states have finally rejected these insane smoking bans. And if only more people had the sense that these individuals do. Now, does this mean it will stop here? I don't know. Because the Cancer Society, mm-hmm. the Lung Association, they might actually try to get a referendum version of this passed through. Who knows what they're going to work on next? As we say, I mean, they're not going to. I doubt they're just going to give up on this.
I would think that Virginia, as opposed to Virginia makes money off of tobacco, unlike Florida, where they did manage to pass this, and California, where they did manage to pass it.
I thought Florida did make money off of tobacco.
We don't grow it.
I thought we did.
No, I don't think so.
I can't imagine you would grow tobacco here. But there's probably somebody somewhere.
I'm talking about up north, northern Florida, Jacksonville.
That's where you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. I thought you were saying something, though, no?
I just don't think it's going to happen because of that. You know, Virginia makes a lot of money off of growing tobacco.
Well, what I find interesting is both Virginia and Maryland are border states to Washington, D.C. And in Washington, D.C., they actually do have a smoking ban. From all public businesses. So, I mean, this could be sort of an idea of, well, let's compete with Washington, D.C., let's get the business owners from D.C. to move out here into Virginia, move out here into Maryland, and bring their business here where they can actually allow people to smoke.
Oh, yeah, all public areas except for state buildings.
Yeah, that's right. The Washington, D.C. legislature exempted the Capitol building. They exempted
their areas. They've got to be able to smoke their cigars and pipes.
Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Triddle in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Triddle, what's up?
Well, Johnson, I told you I'd send you an email, but I'd been incapacitated for the week, so I figured I would just take care of it all today on the air.
How are you incapacitated?
I've been diagnosed bipolar, and I've been getting used to my medication for the past week.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to talk about that a little bit after
Please.
This.
What's
I'm sad you didn't send me emails while you were getting used to your medication. Those would have been entertaining.
Actually, Ian has seen me manic. It was the whole turn FTL into the Liberty Machine deal was when I was in a manic episode.
What does it mean to be bipolar? Can you explain?
Yeah, actually, I really wanted to prove Johnson wrong about the ACLU. Can I do that first?
Sure, go for it.
I got several emails this week. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a real choice quote here right from the ACLU website. It says, just telling students not to pick on others because of their sexual orientation or gender identity doesn't force them to change their beliefs, and the judge agreed with this about that. And
wait, can you repeat that?
It doesn't force them, that's true.
Just telling students not to pick on others because of their sexual orientation or gender identity doesn't force them to change their beliefs.
What's that have to do with whether or not the ACLU is socialist? Hang on, Triddle. We'll talk more about this, because I know you wanted. You actually had some comments in regards to the ACLU tonight, Johnson. So, perfect timing. 800-259-9231. And we'll explore bipolar. Those of you that really aren't too sure what that is, like me, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ever wish you had a crash course in brakes before you have a crash? Are the terms master cylinder, calipers, and brake pads all Greek to you? Don't worry, when I come back, it's Brakes 101.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Welcome to Brakes 101. Knowing how brakes work helps ensure they do work. Master cylinders are the heart of the system. Hearts pump blood. Master cylinders pump brake fluid to all four wheels. Calipers and wheel cylinders, like strong hand muscles, convert brake fluid into stopping power. Brake pads and shoes, like skin, protect caliper muscles from friction caused by stopping. As in biological systems, the blood, muscles, and skin of braking systems are critical to long life, the brakes, and yours. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the phones. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff, and it's all for free. We give you everything away. Give everything away on our website. If you want to support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. We've got a partnership now with Amazon.com, which is, of course, the largest retailer on the Internet. They sell virtually everything at Amazon.com, everything from DVDs to books to kitchen appliances, to furniture, to baby stuff. I mean, it's all there. And you can shop via Free Talk Live simply by entering through our website. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to Amazon's site, and we get credit for anything that you purchase. So it doesn't raise your prices or anything like that. It just means that we get a little percentage because we sent them the business. Amazon.freetalklive.com is the place to go. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Or alternately, we've got a few banners on our website. You can enter their site via those. And it helps us out. And it means that you can go shopping and buy a bunch of stuff. All right, so back to the phones we go. Triddle in Washington, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Howdy.
Hey. All right, so we're talking about the ACLU, and Johnson last week challenged the listeners to send him some proof that the ACLU is indeed a socialist-leaning organization.
Now, as far as the proof that I got was a little lackluster, I got an article that was very convincing as far as the ACLU's position on affirmative action, and I strongly agree that the ACLU's viewpoint on that is lacking. However, the problem I see with that, and I would like to have people send me, you know, results from this, but I looked into any actions that the ACLU has taken in regards to affirmative action, and I didn't find any sort of instances of them using the force of law against a private entity. They were only using, attacking the government and government organizations as far as affirmative action, and the ACLU doesn't support quotas. In other words, where a certain percentage of an organization or a certain number of people have to be of a certain amount of a minority, they support good faith, intentions to meet certain percentages of a population in an area.
To be fair about affirmative action, it is pretty much a government-esque idea. I mean, there's no
right.
affirmative action that is. There's no mandatory affirmative action on private businesses unless they tend to have government contracts, in which case, yes, then there will be affirmative action.
Right, so I have no problem with the ACLU saying that, look, this government organization, everyone needs to have an equal opportunity to get into government.
But nonetheless, you do admit that they do take a socialist position on that particular case.
The way it's phrased on their website, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Their actions speak differently.
So, Triddle, any thoughts there?
Yeah, I thought they used the court system to do that, but I'll take Johnson's word that they don't. I have a couple others.
I would like to see examples. Again, I looked, but I don't have all the time
okay.
in the world. So.
I gotcha. So what I said before, where they said just telling students not to pick on others because of their sexual orientation or gender identity does not force them to change their beliefs. The case
right, so
there,
just telling doesn't force. So
right, but the case what they're talking about there is a gay training class in public schools that they are requiring children to go to. And the case is someone who said, look, this violates my religious beliefs. I don't want to go to it. And the ruling here changed that. It says, no, you have to go.
Yeah, that's not good.
So the ACLU is supporting forcing kids to go to this training class.
Correct, and I have right. another ACLU.
Okay, Triddle, we're going to hold you over because I do want to find out about this bipolar thing. I'm interested in learning about that. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you